Facebook. An article called 15 Images of a Sloth That Will Just Make You Laugh. Comment. Mike Moriarty, hyperlinked. I feel like you were totally number 7. Eleanor posted this at 4 p.m. on a Tuesday. It was liked 30 times, mostly by relatives. Twitter. 30 tweets. A sample. This is why Marianne Goodacre is my favorite writer. The link is to a quote about writing being difficult, but also rewarding. It was favorited 2 times by people Eleanor didn't really know that well. Instagram. 2 pictures. Picture 1. An attenuated, wolfish-looking animal, a dog. The dog is collapsed on the sidewalk and tied up to a fire hydrant with a yellow nylon leash. Its legs are somewhat contorted on the ground. There is a sepia-tinged filter on the picture that gives it an oddly flat quality. For example, an irregular blob of gum is somehow in hyperfocus, the same as the dog. Caption. Mike saw this little guy just chilling out near our Sunday brunch spot. Hashtag goals. It was liked 15 times. Picture 2. Eleanor and her boyfriend, Mike. It's a selfie. They are smiling on what seems to be the Brooklyn Bridge. There are brownstones, industrial water, and cables behind them. Eleanor has her arm slung around Mike's neck. She is kissing his cheek. It is a very flattering picture, of Eleanor especially. Her jaw looks thin. Caption. Walking across the Brooklyn Bridge for our anniversary. Hashtag love this guy. Hashtag Brooklyn life. Hashtag BK Bridge. It was liked 20 times. It was midway through the party, and everyone was drunk in a professional but sloshing way, when we saw Eleanor hovering near a table, holding her coat. The table had 3 red bowls on it, filled with identical anemic chips. Eleanor took a chip out of one of the bowls and ate it. No one had done something like that during the entire preceding hour. We were in a small backyard, dotted with the occasional tuft of stodgy, bulbous grass. A twister tarp lay discarded under a tree, getting dirtier as people stepped on it. Lights with large filaments dotted the railings, which gave the gathering an aesthetic that recalled other parties in the same general milieu and existing pictures. The party was celebrating or mourning the fact that the Newer Report, a news website, www.newerreport.com/news, was going out of business. It was going out of business because it hadn't ever made money. Websites couldn't go on forever in that kind of environment, but it did go on for a fair bit of time. And when you took it all together, there were 12 years of events collected in some ineffable space somewhere, so it wasn't nothing. Eleanor twisted a bit of her hair in 2 fingers. She had been alone near this chip table for a long time, and she knew no one at the party. Her coat was so heavy and made out of felt. Mike was gone. Was he in the bathroom? Inside the house? He had said he wanted to get a drink. She had already looked at Instagram. She had already read an article on her phone. She had already texted 2 people. She had already been in the proximity of others and not talked to them. It was why she was at the chip table in the first place. How much more could she do? A vulpine cat sauntered between Eleanor's legs. It had been wandering the party the entire evening. It was Andrew Neuer's cat, and as such, it had a kind of notoriety. The cat had an Instagram account, for example, in which it would sometimes travel to Malta or lie curled on a bed. Eleanor bent close to the cat and trained her phone on it. The cat immediately sprinted away to hide under another metal-legged chip table about 10 feet away. I've been trying to take a picture of that cat all night, said a girl who had been standing near Eleanor this entire time, but not talking to her. She had been talking to a guy wearing a crumpled blue shirt and crumpled brown pants. That cat is so cute. That cat was everywhere at that office. I can't fucking believe it. I was going to caption the picture, hashtag party cat, said Eleanor shyly. OMG, that's funny, said the girl. Eleanor dropped her coat on the ground next to the chip table, kicked it under the table, and got dirt on it. So, did you guys work at Newer Report? Said Eleanor. No, said said the girl. But I knew people that did. It's so, so, so sad.
I know, said the guy. It's extremely fucked up. Late capitalism.
The cat is back. Eleanor could see the cat slinking out from underneath the other chip table. Other people, people next to that chip table, started taking pictures of the cat, and the cat bowed to their lenses and seemed to smile at them bashfully. That cat is like basically a meme, said the girl. A meme that hated you. The guy laughed at that, crumpling his shirt more.
Memes are always of like a grumpy-faced thing. I don't think the cat hated me, said Eleanor.
Attention,
said the founder of the Neuer Report, Andrew Neuer. He had emerged on a deck that jutted in a Scandinavian fashion from the back of his house. He was extraordinarily thin. Odd bones emerged from his face that Eleanor had never seen before on another human person. One under his eye, another in his forehead. Where was Mike?
Thank you all so much for coming.
Andrew Neuer cleared his throat.
I wish I was surrounded by some of my favorite journalists for a better reason.
Someone hooted forlornly in the audience, like a barn owl.
When I started the Neuer Report, I was very different than I am now. I was less gray.
The party chuckled lightly.
I knew far less about the internet, and I hadn't had the privilege of meeting all of the great people here today. But I did know some things. I did know the power of a great story. And I had the opportunity to work with some incredible journalists to create some incredible stories. Stories that mattered. Stories that made me laugh. Stories that made me think. Especially now.
The speech droned on. As it progressed, Eleanor felt even sadder that the Neuer Report was going under. It seemed like such an important thing now that Andrew Neuer was explaining it, and Eleanor almost felt ashamed. Why hadn't she read the Neuer Report all the time? She had thought it was a normal website that chronicled normal things, like celebrities walking to their cars. The last story she remembered reading on it was called 10 Ways to Maximize Your Productivity Zone, which was a slideshow about study habits and work productivity, illustrated by luridly colored photos of a woman splayed near a computer, holding her head as if gripped by intense pain.
It's so sad,
whispered the girl Eleanor was standing next to. Andrew Neuer was still talking.
I know, said Eleanor. It sucks. I read the Neuer Report every day.